welcome back to a brand new information-packed episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh, here today with good buddy Adam, as usual.
Yes, greetings, hello.
And as is always, the No Curse Minute, sponsored by our good friends. Well, I mean, I don't know if they're good friends. Maybe like, not quite enemies. Frenemies, maybe? I don't know. At Game Rage Magazine.
They almost, they edged us with another pizza.
Oh, they did, and then they didn't come through.
Yeah.
So now we'll be
starving.
Yeah, basically starving, working in a sweatshop. This is terrible. And anyways, I'm literally, they can't even afford to get us actual legitimate hydration. They got us these knockoff ones, and the flavor is just called blue. That's it. Just blue.
Blue drink.
Anyways, all right, so that'll be that. So today we have some hot, fresh, I don't know, news slash speculation about a new record label coming out, potentially.
Yeah, so A24,
the movie people.
Yes, the up and film studio.
Shit, the ones that keep putting out a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah. So A24 now has a music division, right? And nobody knows what it means. They've been printing on vinyl these soundtracks of their movies, but as far as what's going to happen in the future, because it can't just be, this can't just be it, right? To print vinyl records of their soundtracks or to have paraphernalia sold in relation to A24, it doesn't seem like that viable of a thing. Like, there has to be more to this, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, so it makes sense that, okay, if you wanted to start a record label, you already own music, the soundtracks, so all the movies they make, they own them, right? So, okay, if you want to do a test run, like, let's see if we can make records and make stuff and see how a music division or whatever would kind of operate, well, then this is how you would do it. I feel like it's the smart way to do it. You open it up, you just print your shit that you make yourself. And then maybe you go, all right, we've been doing this for a little bit now. Like, I think we kind of got the hang of this. Maybe we should, talk about some other artists and see if we can get some people in here.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they start dabbling with artists. And I think it'd be really cool if they ended up actually having a proper record label, because then, imagine this, man. They'd have a proper channel to get music on their fucking films.
True.
If they start signing artists, like, they would just, there's the pipeline to blow up the artists. And then it would be cyclical. It would, like, feed back into them, cuz they're going to own the music, or maybe they can work out a thing. Maybe they can do it better than other record labels where, you know, whatever licensing they get paid pretty well. Like, they make it work. They make it work for everybody.
Yeah.
The artist and the film studio. But I think that's, if they end up actually having artists on their roster or their music arm, fuck, man, I would say I'm manifesting this. I don't know. I don't think it'll happen, but I think Pixel Grip would be a perfect group for A24. I know they're kind of like niche and a little bit out there as far as music goes, but the thing that I see with Pixel Grip, and this is something that we've briefly teased in the episode that we made about the latest news on Pixel Grip, the reason I think they would be a fit for A24 is because I think these guys, all three members, Tyler Oman, Jonathan Frund, and Rita Lucchea, I think they're capable of making psychological thriller and sci-fi and even like dystopian future movies. I mean, I don't want to pigeonhole them, but I think they can. I think they're very capable of doing what Trent Reznor does.
Oh yeah,
and they're unsigned, like I said, I think their music is capable of being cinematic. I think they could score horror movies. I think they can score psychological thrillers, and I'm throwing it out there into the universe to hopefully manifest it in some way. But what do you have to say about the
I know A24 is sitting on some shit. They're sitting on some scripts that they got that they are like, hey, Pixel Grip would be perfect for this. All right. I'm pretty sure they're sitting there. They're sitting there like literally doing that, like, you know, the finger touching. What is, I don't know what this is called, but like they're just twiddling their fingers going, yes. Oh, Pixel Grip. Oh, they're finally free. Let's let this new album come out and then we're going to swoop them up. We're going to put them in the, we're going to bring them into the family and then we're going to give them all this shit. Like, hey, you guys want to score movies? Here we go. We got 95 options for you to choose from. What would you like to do? Now, granted, this is all assuming that Pixel Grip even wants to do any of that shit, because Pixel Grip might not want to do any of that shit. They might be like, nah, fuck that. We just want to make music and go on tour and go fuck ourselves.
Yeah.
Which at the same token, A24, if they did pick them up, would just be like, all right, cool. Like, but well, let's license the music, you know, for our stuff. You don't got to do scores, but like, ah, let us just license it. Mm. And then, you know, it's the pipeline. It's like you said, it's already there. And then if any of them decide they want to get into movies or what it be in acting, fuck, this is like a one-stop shop for everything. They're going to be, and this is what's, all right, this is what's crazy, because they are independent, right? Quote unquote. But this is how you go from independent to being part of the machine or whatever is shit like this.
A little bit. I mean, A24 is no longer that independent studio that was putting out, you know, how many movies that they were. They're kind of churning out a lot of shit, and they're doing like every genre now. They're not just doing you know, the artsy fartsy shit,
right?
It's,
yeah,
it's like action movies, mm-hmm, it's horror, psychological thrillers, fantasy, they're starting to do everything. And you're right, they're kind of tipping into being the another juggernaut in the film industry.
Yeah,
which, and with them dabbling in music, it is rather interesting.
Like, it is, and at this current juncture, I don't know how much longer A24 will be able to call themselves an independent. You know what I'm saying? Because at some point, when you amass so much fucking money, you're not an independent. Like, you're just gonna literally start doing shit how Hollywood does it. Like, you're gonna be part of the machine. Granted, you may be somewhat outside of the machine in terms of like your structure, but I mean, you're a version of that machine at some point. Like, you just become so big. I don't know what their gross, you know, money that they bring in or whatever. Let's see if I can just find it real quick. See what they, A24, see what their gross fucking, they're a privately owned company, so they probably won't have that information.
Maybe just look at highest grossing there. Films?
Let's see. Films. Highest grossing films. Ah, yeah, man. Dude, the fucking $77 million. Their highest grossing films... Total $77 million, $68 million, $50 million, $48 million, $48 million, $44 million, $35 million, $28 million, $27 million, $27. That's a lot. Shit. And that's not even, that's domestic. That's just in the U.S. Worldwide, $143 million is their highest grossing. $127 million.
Yeah, and that movie, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, that won, I think, multiple Oscars, thus solidifying them as like a legitimate film studio. And then of course there's Civil War, which we saw. But yeah, like they're starting to do it. They're starting to, I don't know, they're really starting to spread out their wings and fly, so to speak.
Yeah, and I mean, good for them and all. But like I said, who knows how much longer they're gonna be doing the independent stuff, because it seems like as your income is accelerating to the positive, your expenses and your spending starts going up. So eventually you have to get to that point where it's like, all right, man, we can't really make shit that we just want to do, just like take a risk on it. We need to make money. Like, we have to make our nut this month or this year or whatever, this quarter. So like, let's do a sequel to Civil War. Let's do a sequel to our high. That's eventually going to happen. I don't know when.
It's entirely possible.
But it's soon coming. I mean, they've been around for 12 years. So, I mean, now I think they've really only seen major success in the last like 5 years. Like, essentially they're real commercial success. Most of these movies in their top 10, grossing movies are from 2020 and onwards. I mean, most of these. So basically the last 5 years, the majority of them. So. They have some, you know, some new ones or some older ones that they had do pretty good, but they're getting there, man. They're getting there.
I feel like the moment that things felt like they turned around, and maybe I'm wrong, Because I don't remember this movie Moonlight.
Let's see, all
too much. I don't remember that one. But I think when they started coming into the picture for me was how talked about Uncut Gems was with Adam Sandler, and I feel like that was a big turning point for them, or at least for me. Like that was like the thing that I felt like I started paying attention to what A24 was doing. But and also there was that movie Hereditary that came out the year before, but I think I was paying attention more to Uncut Gems. But anyways, so you had something pulled up as far as like Google, or there was like some people that you had featured.
Oh, it was like their artists that were associated with A24 music.
Yeah. All right, so you got David Byrne, Alicia Keys, Bruce Springsteen, David Grohl. So I don't know if they, does it say what they do specifically? Because they kind of have a drop down menu. I don't know. Oh, it's just wikis. I wonder what they do, because it doesn't say what they do. They're just associated with A24.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the website just kind of shows the discography of the different films that they've released over the years and shit. So I don't know, man. I'm who knows when they're going to be making any type of announcements in the future, but I mean, it's definitely going to be something that we will keep track of, and
we'll probably
make another episode about it and talk about it.
Oh yeah, definitely. But anyways, you got anything else to add for this one? All right, sounds good. Well, I guess that'll do it for us on this one. So check us out when we hit it up again. Which will probably be immediately after this.